It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Lawrence Central School. We're back for the boys' championship of the Pat Grasso tournament here at Lawrence. And boy, folks, it should be a great one tonight. The Delaware League taking on the MAC as the undefeated and state-ranked South Courtright boys take on the state-ranked Walton Warriors. Of course, Walton in Class C, South Courtright in Class D, and they are separated just by a little bit of Route 10, so it's a good time rivalry between these two. And you don't get to see them play every day, but when they do get together, it should be a good one. A very physical and hard-fought battle here is expected tonight. I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, South Courtright won in the first round against Morris last night by a score of 80-48. And it was the Ty Lamport show last night. Let me tell you what, folks, 42 points for Lamport, 13 rebounds, 7 steals, 4 assists. He can do it all here for South Courtright. On the other side, the Walton boys snuck past Lawrence 58-53. So this was really a loaded tournament because Lawrence and Morris are two very good quality teams in the area as well. So when I saw the matchups that were about to come out for this tournament a few weeks ago, I said, I got to make sure I get over there because any one of those four teams could be in the final. And this is the way it's worked out. Courtright taking on the Walton Warriors. Of course, we were here last year when South Courtright defeated Lawrence in the championship contest, and it's kind of been going back and forth between those two programs for the last few years. But Courtright certainly, of course, is a talent that is one of the best in the area, of course, with Ty Lamport and the supporting cast that they have, multiple-time Delaware League champions, as well as going to the state tournament last year, winning Section 4 Class D. They come with a big pedigree. Walton has been turning the corner over the last couple of years, and behind Alex Tweedy and some other guys who play some big-time basketball all year round, they are starting to turn it around, and I think they have to be considered a contender in the MAC this year, along with Sydney and Delhi, including Walton beating Delhi 46-44 earlier this year, kind of proving that they are one of the top teams in that league. So it's certainly going to be a lot of fun tonight here to see kind of the two different styles that will go off here tonight when the MAC takes on the Delaware League. So going to be a lot of fun. In the consolation game, Lawrence was able to take down Morris. It was a tight game at the half, but they were able to pull away at the end. Well, it's going to take a quick break. We will pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. It's going to be a good one tonight between South Courtright and Walton. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order a pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs. Don't do food.
If you don't do food, food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. The Pat Grasso Tournament Boys Championship here between South Courtright and Walton about to get underway. Let's do the starting lineups first for South Courtright and longtime head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. A junior, number 3, Ty Swantak. A senior, number 11, Brandon Porter. A senior, number 12, Ty Lamport. A senior, number 24, Andrew Post. And also a senior, number 33, Ari Brunson. On the other side for Walton and head coach Dave Gardepi. A junior, number 1, Jacob Beach. Also a junior, number 4, Shane Merwin. A sophomore, number 10, Brett Charles. A junior, number 23, Alex Tweedy. And a freshman, number 24, Dylan Jacobs. So the future is bright at Walton, as at least for their starting five, they will not graduate any of those guys for this season. Tweedy, of course, is the name that most will recognize for Walton, but it was Dylan Jacob, the freshman, dropping 21 last night in a winning effort against Lawrence, where Walton pulled away 58-53. Thanks for joining us on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew wish everybody good luck here in tonight's game and throughout the season. And we're set to go. South Courtright is in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. Says South Courtright in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Walton is in the white unis tonight with the orange and the black trim. It says Walton in orange lettering across the front of their uniform. Walton will go right to left. And South Courtright left to right as Ty Swantak will win the opening tip. He'll get the ball to Ty Lamport, who brings it over the timeline here for the Courtright Rams. Here is Porter. Skips it across for Swantak and back across Lamport. 3 left side. That one's too long. No good. Rebound here for Walton. And they'll bring it up the floor. I do know these two teams scrimmaged in the preseason, and it was a pretty even battle, and that's what we're expecting here tonight. Ball knocked out of bounds as Walton tries to bring it up the floor on the right side, going right to left. And it will stay here with the Walton Warriors, again in the white uniforms with the orange and the black trim. They get the ball to the high post as South Courtright comes out in the man-to-man. Here is Tweedy, straightaway shot off the front of the rim, no good, and a rebound here for Walton. They go right back to Tweedy down low at the left low block. Back out, jumper is short there for Shane Merwin. Rebound for South Courtright. They bring it down the right side of the floor for Porter. He pulls up at the foul line. That's off the mark, no good. Lamport streaks in for a rebound. Kicks it back out for Swantak, who pump fakes and goes to Porter in the quarter. As South Courtright goes left to right. They try to go down low for Ari Brunson off his fingertips. Ball is loose, out of play, and we'll go back to Walton. That was Lamport trying to save it at the last minute, but stepped on the line, and the ball goes back to Walton. And Dylan Jacob, the freshman, will inbound the ball and bring it up the floor. Certainly does not look or play like a freshman. And he goes to the left side. Jacob with his back to the basket. Swantak guarding him in the man-to-man. 6:40 to go, first quarter. Walton with a step-back three for Beach. That one's off the mark, and Andrew Post with a rebound here for South Courtright. Outlet pass here to Lamport. Lamport to the foul line, dumps it down low for Ari Brunson, up and in, and that pass was a thing of beauty, folks, as Brunson gets the opening 2 points of the game. Lamport was at the foul line and just made a great athletic play to jump in the air and punch one down to Brunson, who had an easy wide-open layup. 6:15 to go, first quarter, and Courtright leads Walton 2-0. Here are the Warriors as they go right to left. They try to go back to the top of the key, and it's taken away 2-on-1. Here is Brandon Porter. Goes up and in. Great fake on the pass, looking like he was going to go to Lamport. Instead lays it in. 4-0 now, South Courtright, over Walton, 2 minutes in to the first quarter here on CDO. And into the right side corner, back out for Jacob. Dylan Jacob with the ball here for the Walton Warriors. They try to go to the high post for Brett Charles. He's stripped of the ball, gets it back though, and back out for Jacob Beach. Beach passing one off, and a three at the top of the key is off the mark and no good for Dylan Jacob. Another rebound here for the Walton Warriors, keeping this offensive possession alive. Passing down low. They look for Tweedy in the far side corner. Steps back. A three for Alex Tweedy. And he only had 2 points all of last night, which is very out of character for him. He already beats that here tonight with a wide-open three-pointer. So it's SK 4 and Walton 3. SK goes down low for Brunson. Turnaround at the right low block is off the mark and no good. And a rebound for Dylan Jacob as he brings it down the floor. Jacob finds Merwin and gives it right back to him at the top of the key. Courtright still sitting in this man-to-man defense. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 4-3 with Walton trailing South Courtright here in the Pat Grasso Tournament Finals. And here is Dylan Jacob to the right side. Stops with 10 on the shot clock. Tries to go down low and pass over Ari Brunson. It's knocked away. Does he know how much time is left on the shot clock? Passes down low. Great pass to Jacob Beach, who has a wide-open layup. And Walton takes the lead 5-4. Here's Lamport down the right side. Lamport with the ball. Kicks it across. Looking for Andrew Post through his fingertips and out of play with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Now South Courtright, their only loss last year was when they made it to the state quarterfinals against Oriskany. Went undefeated through the regular season. They put that on the line here tonight as they have not lost in this season as well. Here is Dylan Jacob to the right side. Finding Merwin. Merwin steps back left side, three off the side of the rim, no good. Lamport skies for a rebound, and he's looking to run. Lamport ahead for Brunson, knocked out of there by Dylan Jacob. Intercepts the pass, back the other way for Walton. Dishes one off and knocked out of there by Lamport, who absolutely swats that one out of play. I don't even know where he came from, but he swatted that one as Shane Merwin went up for the left-handed layup. Unbelievable. And Walton will inbound underneath the basket. They get it back up to the top of the key with Shane Merwin. Back out for Tweedy. Straightaway three. No good for Walton. Rebound for Merwin. He can't get the right-handed layup to go. Lamport with a rebound. Back down the floor. And he's fouled there by Dylan Jacob. Walton trying to do everything they can to get a half-court trap as Lamport brings it down the floor. And there they get charged for the block. Lamport will inbound the ball with 3:55 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. It's Walton leading South Courtright 5-4 in the Pat Grasso Tournament Championship. Here's Ari Brunson with a shot. That's from the right low block, and it's no good, and a rebound for the Warriors. Down the right side they go here with Jacob Beach. Beach to the left side of the floor to the high post. Gets it back out. Beach for a three from the left side corner. No good. Rebound for Brandon Porter, and he's looking to run. Porter down the left side as the Rams go left to right. Here is Post now finding Lamport. Closely guarded here by Jacob Beach. Lamport blows right by him. Gets down low. Puts it up and in. And Ty Lamport will get his first bucket of the night. Fans wanted to travel. They won't get it from the Zebra Crew. And the Rams lead the Warriors 6-5 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Walton into the corner. Now looking here for Jacob Beach. Beach reverses to the far side as Walton goes right to left. Outside the three-point arc. Here for Dylan Jacob. Jacob with a dribble drive into the paint. Goes for the acrobatic right-handed layup. No good. Rebound out of bounds. And we'll go back to South Courtright. 2:50 to go. First quarter. It's SK 6 and Walton 5. Shaping up to be a good championship contest here tonight between SK and Walton. South Courtright beating the Walton press into the right side for Andrew Post. Back to the top of the key here for Porter. And they reverse it back into the corner once again, working it around the top of the three-point arc. And it's stolen away here by the Walton Warriors. Down the length of the floor for Merwin, who lays it in. And Shane Merwin goes in for 2 points, and South Courtright takes a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Walton 7 and Courtright 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 7-6. Walton leading the South Courtright boys in the Grasso Tournament Championship game. Here's a pull-up jumper for Ari Brunson out of the South Courtright timeout, and he puts it home, and Brunson has 4 points. Walton coming back the other way. They look to pass one out here for Alex Tweedy. Tweedy into the corner, now looking for Merwin. He gets it back. Merwin passes down low. Great look for Jared Beach, who puts it up in, or Jacob Beach, excuse me, who puts it up and in. Jared Beach, the older brother of Jacob Beach. Don't want to get those two confused. Porter with a straightaway three for South Courtright, and that's good. Back the other way. Porter now with 5 points. And it's South Courtright leading Walton 11-9 with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Here is Tweedy outside the three-point line. Intercepted there by Lamport, but Tweedy steals it right back. Tweedy falls to the floor, and they'll say it was knocked out of bounds, but will stay with Walton. Last touch by Ty Swantak of South Courtright. Going to be a timeout taken, though, by Walton, as head coach Dave Gardepi wanted to try to bail out Tweedy, who was sitting down in the paint and was stuck with really nowhere to go. Minute 35 to go, first quarter, 11-9 the score. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Courtright on top of Walton here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. South Courtright with a steal, but Walton will take it right back out of the Walton Warriors timeout with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter here. Boys Grasso Tournament Championship, as we'll have a foul on the floor as Dylan Jacob will take the ball to the hoop. And he's fouled by the Rams. The Rams leading Walton 11-9, again with a minute 20 to go in this first quarter. One foul on each team so far tonight. Dylan Jacob will inbound the ball underneath the basket for the Warriors. Taken away here by South Courtright, but again taken right back after the deflection by Walton. Here's Merwin with a straightaway three. No good, and a rebound for the Rams. Bruce Dunkel, fresh off the bench with a rebound, gets it for Lamport. Coast to coast, finger roll is no good. And a rebound here for Walton. Knocked out of bounds and will stay with the Warriors as Swantak got a piece of that one as he was trying to save it from going out of bounds. 1 minute to go in this first quarter. 11-9 the score. Sam Fabrikavich is going to check in for South Courtright as well as Derek Burns. Head coach Bobby V not afraid to use the bench, that's for sure. Minute to go, first quarter. The Rams leading Walton by two, 11-9. Here is Dylan Jacob on the left side. Little fancy move. Steps up for a straightaway three. Rims in and out. Rebound for Lamport. He's looking to run. Two on one for the Rams if they can hurry. Fabrikavich can't get it to go on the left-handed layup. Lamport can't get a rebound, but Burns does. Kicks it back across for Fabrikavich. He has the ball on the right low baseline. Goes across for Lamport, but instead throws it out of bounds. And it goes back to Walton with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Both teams struggling a little bit on offense. Hard to find some rhythm. Good defense on both sides. 36 seconds to go in this first quarter, and Walton will walk it up the floor with Dylan Jacob. Jacob looking to cross the big Lawrence L at half court here at Pat Coach Grasso floor at Lawrence High School. They go down low for Tweedy. Little turnaround move on Andrew Polk. Throws it up, and it goes in. Alex Tweedy with a very nice move, and he's going to go for the old-fashioned three-point play. He got really stuck in a bad spot, leaned into post, got the foul, threw up kind of a Hail Mary, and it goes in to tie the score at 11 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Tweedy will step to the line here to shoot one, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Tweedy again with only 2 points last night, but we know better. He's a much better player than just a two-point night. as he's got six already as he completes the three-point play. So Walton leads SK 12-11 with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Lamport, brings it up the floor. Sneaks a peek at the clock and passes off for Derek Burns left side as the Rams go left to right. Fabrikavich on the right side, back for Lamport with five on the game clock. Lamport steps up for three, straight away, no good. Rebound, down low for Post, can't get it to go in. And that'll do it for the first quarter. With the score, Walton 12, South Courtright 11. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101, NAM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, live from Lawrence Central School. It's the Pat Grasso Boys Tournament Championship featuring Walton and South Courtright. And we start the second quarter, Walton leading by 1-12-11. Close contest as we expected. Thanks for joining us here. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way. And to the right side here for Jared Webler. Webler will pass one back for Dylan Jacob, left side for the Walton Warriors. First possession of the second quarter. Jacob goes down low, gets the ball knocked out of there after he made a nice move to get free. Passes one back out. And now it's intercepted here by the Rams, and they'll look to go as they bring it up the floor going left to right. Here's Derek Burns. Stops, passes one across for Lamport, gets into the paint, now back out for Burns as he ran out of real estate. Burns reverses now for Lamport on the left side. Baseline drive for Lamport. Up off the glass. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. And Lamport with 2 points in the first quarter. And he's looking to add to it here at the foul line as Ari Brunson will check back in here for the Rams. Maybe these foul shots can get Lamport going. He's been getting the looks. Just a few haven't been able to go in so far. Lamport with 2 points so far. Steps to the charity stripe here, and the first one is up and good. So Lamport puts it in, and so Bruce Dunkel will come out as well as Derek Burns here for SK, and Porter and Brunson back in. Tied 12-12 with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Two state-ranked teams, Walton in Class C, Courtright in Class D, doing battle here tonight for the Grasso Championship. Lamport can't get the second one to go. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, as he went sprawling for the rebound. Got a piece of it with his fingertips, tipped it out, and now Walton will get it back. South Courtright's going to put on the full court press. Little man-to-man full court. Walton's going to chuck it over top of the press. It's intercepted, though, here by the Rams, and back the other way they come. Here is Fabrikavich. He's going to take it for Andrew Post, who gets in the lane, and he's fouled. Post caught it in kind of an alley-oop fashion and went up for the little jumper and was fouled. And let's see if they're going to say if it was a shooting foul or if it was on the floor. Hard to tell because he was trying to do it all in one motion. They'll say it was on the floor. So the score remains 12-12. 7 minutes to go here before the halftime break. Head coach Bob Van Valkenburg is arguing that it should be a shooting violation here or a shooting foul. They're going to keep it on the floor, though, and Post will inbound it underneath the basket for South Courtright. Tosses one up and finds Lamport here on the right side. Lamport zips one across to the high post for Brunson. Brunson back out to the top of the key. Left side now for Lamport. Dribble drive and he's fouled. Fans wanted to travel on Lamport again. Instead, they're going to get a foul. And so let's see the team foul situation here, folks. That's going to be four on Walton, two on South Courtright. So the Rams working their way towards perhaps a one-and-one situation early here in the second quarter. Lamport looking to get it in. Finds Porter at the top of the key, but it's intercepted. Back the other way here for Walton. Up off the rim. Are they going to say the basket was good? Yes. And Dylan Jacob gets his first bucket of the night, and he'll go to the line. So Dylan Jacob, the freshman who had 21 points last night in the opening round win against Lawrence, will step to the line. A foul on Faber-Cabich. And so Jacob will try for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he puts it in. So Dylan Jacob now with three. I got to see Walton a couple weeks ago in the championship game of the Stanford tournament. Alex Tweedy was the MVP that night. But they're a team to be reckoned with. They ended up beating Stanford in overtime. And they have a lot of good pieces, and they're showing that here tonight. Lamport to the left side, finds Porter for three. It dies on the front rim. Brunson is there for the rebound. Lost it to Tweedy, though. Tweedy rips it away from him, and Walton will come up the floor again with Jacobs. They lead 15-12 over South Courtright with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Left side here for Tweedy. Now to the foul line. Spots up. Jumper is good. Alex Tweedy with 8 points. And South Courtright takes a timeout. It's Walton 17. And South Courtright 12. Again, coming up on 6 minutes to go before the half will step away for 30 here on CDL.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:10 to go in the second quarter. Walton leading South Courtright 17-12 in the championship contest of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along tonight. Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney CDO studios. And can the Rams answer here? They have been cold. So far, Ty Lamport, who scored 42 points last night, only with three so far here tonight. And he's had some good looks, just has not gone down here so far tonight. Lamport will bring it up the floor going left to right. Lamport finding Swantak on the right side. They go down low for Andrew Post. Stops, good pump fake. Pulls up, can't get it to go. Ari Brunson with a rebound off his fingertips, out of play, and back to Walton. With 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Post is going to come to the bench. And Dawson Darling will step in here for SK. So Walton will bring it up the floor with Merwin. And now back here for Jacob Beach. Beach for Merwin. Goes across for Tweedy, who lays it up and in on a little alley-oop. And Tweedy has 10 points. And that was a great pass from Merwin finding Tweedy. And Walton leads 19-12 with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Now for Porter. He pulls up from the left side and gets it to go. And Brandon Porter now with 7 points for SK. And it's 19-14. The Rams, while not playing great at the moment, are hanging around. Here's Dylan Jacob with a drive. That's off the mark, no good. And ahead now, they look for Lamport, and it's knocked out of bounds. Every time that ball tries to get to Ty Lamport, there is somebody waiting there, and that time it was the Walton Warriors, Jacob Beach, who was there to slap it away. This time to Lamport on the right side. They reverse it around the top of the three-point arc. They go back to the top of the key here for Lamport. Wants a three, but has a hand in his face. Passes it off for Swantak. He goes for three, left side. No good. Brunson a rebound. Back for Lamport. Tries to lay it up and in. Can't get it to go. Brunson with a second try. Lamport gets it again. He's fouled and puts it in. And Ty Lamport looking to get things going. He's got five, and he's looking for the three-point play. And so Lamport will step to the charity stripe. Boy, he is just trying to do everything he can down low to get things going. And it just, it's like there has been a lid on the basket for him. But yet Courtright still only down three, could be down two if he can make this one, and he does. So Lamport now with six. I think if you're a Ram fan, you're probably saying, "Nah, we're not playing very well right now, and you're only down two." Merwin with the ball to the left side, outside the three-point arc, stepping in. A jumper for Walton is no good. Rebound, Dawson Darling of SK. They pass one ahead now for Swantak. He lays it up and in. Ty Swantak ties things up here at 19, and SK has pulled themselves back out of this hole. Walton back the other way, and a foul here on Courtright. Dylan Jacob, the freshman, is going to go to the line once again. Here's the team foul situation. 5 for Walton, 4 for SK. But, you know, the more and more I watch the freshman Dylan Jacob here, he is a great athletic player. Certainly looks like he's wise beyond his years. As he puts the first one up and in, he's got 4 points. And it's certainly a big addition for this team that does not have a senior in the starting lineup. Second one is off the mark, no good, so Walton leads 20-19. Lamport sprints down the floor, splits the double team, dumps one off for Porter, who misses the little chippy down low. Tweedy gets tied up with Lamport. We're going to have a traveling violation on Tweedy, and I think the Walton fans are going to come unglued. Two guys were tied up for the ball. I think it probably should have been a jump ball, and as he tried to rip it away from him, Tweedy stumbled back. They call him for a travel. And so the ball goes back to South Court, and I think the Walton fans were about to come unglued. Oh, I love these games. And SK will get it in. It was partially tipped there by Tweedy underneath the basket, so it'll stay with South Courtright. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. They're going to say it was a backcourt violation as they throw it into Lamport, and he had, boy, maybe his pinky toe on the line, and they catch him for that one. And the turnover goes back to Walton. Boy, you can tell it's going to be one of those games, folks, where it's going to be a game and the swing of momentum. 4:20 to go before the halftime break. Walton leads 20-19. A three from the top of the key by Merwin is no good. Rebound for Dawson Darling. He's in trouble. Gets it out of the double team for Ty Swantak. And the lanky guard will bring it up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Closely shadowed here and dumps one off for Lamport. Takes it to the baseline, up and in. Lamport with 8 now gives out South Courtright the lead 21-20. Back the other way. Dylan Jacobs sprinting down the floor like a deer, puts it up and in, and Walton regains the lead 22-21. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Ari Brunson up off the rim. That's no good. Tweedy, a rebound and an outlet pass, but taken right back here by the Rams as they steal one away at half court. Here is Swantak back down the floor. Dishes one off for Dawson Darling. Baseline J is good. And Darling with his first bucket of the contest. And South Courtright leads 23-22 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Here is Merwin, a little stutter step. He goes for the baseline. Up and good for the right-handed layup for Shane Merwin. And he has 4 points. Both these teams trading blows here late in the second quarter. And Walton regains a one-point lead, 24-23. Porter, top of the key again here for Lamport. To the high post foul line, back out Porter, left side three, too hard. Off the rim, no good. Rebound for the Walton Warriors. And they'll slowly put on the brakes, and Merwin will walk it up the floor with 2:55 to go before the half. It's a one-point game, Walton on top. Left side for Merwin, takes it down low, rejected by Ari Brunson. And an outlet pass for Lamport, and we're going to have a blocking foul here on Jacob Beach. I understand what Beach was trying to do there. He was trying to plant his feet and take a charge, but I just don't know if he had enough time with his feet in the cement or not. And so that's going to be his first. And he cannot get in foul trouble because he's doing a great job guarding Lamport right now. They're about the same size physically in terms of the weight, the bulk, and the height. And he's doing a very nice job. And so he's got to stay out of foul trouble. They need him on the floor. Lamport up the floor, top of the key, left side here for Burns. Back for Lamport to the high post. Now for Post. Andrew Post, that is. Down low for Dawson Darling. He takes it to the hoop, and his shot is too hard. A little too much spice on it. And a rebound for Walton. They'll bring it up the floor. Here's the freshman, Dylan Jacob. Jacob with a drive right into the paint. Throws it up off the glass. No good. Rebound for Lamport. And a little 180 spin. Down the floor he goes, and it's too hard on that left-handed layup. Couldn't get it to go. Walton back the other way. Lamport trailing him all the way down the floor. Dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. Boy, Lamport on that last play did all the work. Dribbled it right in and just couldn't get the layup to go. Same with Beach back the other way for Walton. As he went up for the layup, dribbled it off his leg. So maybe some early nerves here in this contest. So South Courtright with the ball as they trail 24-23, 2 minutes to go in the half. Andrew Post at the high post, dumps it off for Dawson Darling down low. His shot is blocked, but Post is there for the rebound. Takes it inside, tries to put it up with a left-handed layup, no good. Back out for Lamport. Lamport with a baseline drive, left side, dumps it off for Darling, who lost control of the ball. And I think they got to take a little time here on the floor. There's a Walton player who is definitely hurt, and they haven't blown a whistle, and finally they do now with 1:35 to go in the second quarter. We might have a technical foul here. I'm not sure. So 1:35 to go in the second quarter. No, they're going to call the foul here on Courtright. But, boy, for Walton, Justin Beers took a huge hit down low and was pretty much, it looked like he was knocked out for a split second, bounced back up. So it is going to be a technical foul. They will give the technical foul here to Justin Beers. He was so upset when he got back up. I think he said some things he shouldn't have said. And now Lamport's going to go to the line to shoot the technical foul shots here with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. That looked more like a wrestling match there for about 30 seconds as bodies were flying everywhere. But I think Beers had a case there because he really did get knocked down to the floor. It looked like maybe an elbow. And as he fell to the floor and he got back up, I think he had some choice words to say, and the officials hit him up with a technical foul. With 1:35 to go in the second quarter, Courtright trailing 24-23, and here is Lamport with 8 points at the line here for the Rams. First one is up and good here for Ty Lamport. He's got 9 as he is nearing double digits. So we're tied 24-24. Lamport to the line for his second technical foul shot here for the Rams. And this one is up and good for Lamport. He has 10. And 1:35 to go here in the second quarter. Now I've been informed. Boy, I need to pay more attention here. So there was a foul on the play as well. So they had the 1-1. He made those two foul shots. So now these are the technical foul shots. So Lamport makes that one, and he has 11. So not only was there a foul on the play causing the 1-1, so he made those two shots. Now these are the technical foul shots. So Lamport here will get that one to go, and he's got 12. So Lamport just got 4 free points from the foul line there after the 1-1 foul as well as the technical foul. So that's a 4-point swing, and South Court right now leads 27-24 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. And they get the ball after the technical foul. But it's taken away here by Dylan Jacob, who went sliding headfirst on the floor but couldn't quite save it in time before it goes out of play. So a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-24 the score. Lamport will bring it over the timeline here. And up the floor he comes. Lamport to the left side for 3. Steps back, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and Fabricavage comes away with it. Gets it back for Lamport again. And he, with the beautiful Dr. J finger roll, gets it to go, and he's got 14. And South Courtright leads 29-24 as we come up on a minute to go in the second quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob at the top of the key. Jacob to the left side, wants a 3-ball, and got it. Dylan Jacob is putting his team on his back, and he's got 9 points. It's back to a 2-point ball game, 29-27, with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lamport finds Fabricavage, goes down low, intercepted here by Dylan Jacob, and he brings it back up the floor. Not playing like a freshman, that's for sure. And to the left side here for Jacob, passes down low, great look underneath, up and good for Brett Charles, and the great assist there for Dylan Jacob, and we're tied up at 29 with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Post, throws it away, and Dylan Jacob will steal it. Down the left side of the floor, puts it up and in. Dylan Jacob has 11, and Walton leads 31-29. Lamport brings it down, looking for the last shot here of the first half. 8 seconds to go as he crosses half court. Lamport into the corner now for Derek Burns. Back for Lamport, a 3 in the corner, no good. Dawson Darling at the horn. He got it, but they'll say it was too late. So our halftime score, Walton 31, South Courtright 29. Our halftime show is coming up. Folks, we got a great one here tonight at the Pat Grasso Tournament Championship Contest with the score Walton 31, South Courtright 29 at the half. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO. Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. The Rams will start with the ball to start the third quarter as they go right to left. They work it inside for Lamport, tipped away, but Andrew Post gets it back. Knocks one out here for Brandon Porter. As South Courtright is in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. They take it down low. Post to the basket. Can't get it to go. Rebound out of bounds, but will stay with South Courtright. Walton is in the white uniforms with the black and orange trim. They will go left to right to start this third quarter. SK gets it in. Here's Brandon Porter back here for Ty Lamport. He is double-teamed as he carries it to the top of the key. Lamport tries to pass one over here for Brandon Porter, and it's knocked out of bounds. And so Porter will inbound directly in front of the Rams bench. Porter looking for some options here. He's got to get it in quickly. Does to Swantack, who finds Lamport in the lane. Can't get the roll to go. Rebound for Walton. Loose on the floor. Stolen right back here by SK. Brunson with the jumper, and he gets it to go. Ari Brunson now with 6 points. And we're tied 31-31. We're going to have a foul here on Swantack with 7:17 to go third quarter. And I think you can see that South Courtright really definitely wants to shadow Dylan Jacob here in the second half. As he had 11 first-half points, very quick. Swantack holding him there on the press, trying to slow him down a little bit here. Swantack is going to guard him in the man-to-man. Beach brings it down the floor. Ball was tipped out of there. They go to Tweedy. Left side corner for three. Alex Tweedy from downtown. Let's see. Oh, they're going to say it's a long two. So he's got 12 now. And it's a 34-31 lead. Actually, no, they did give him the three. So Tweedy now with 13. He gets that one in the corner. South Courtright trying to answer. Here's Brunson down low. Puts it up and in. And Ari Brunson with 8 points. And it's Walton 34, South Courtright 33. With 6.5 to go in this third quarter. Tweedy brings it down the floor to the left side. Tweedy with a bounce pass for Beach. It goes into the backcourt, rolls out of bounds, and we'll come back here to South Courtright. 6.5 to go, third quarter. 34-33 the score. Walton on top of South Courtright here in the Pat Grasso Boys Tournament Final. Here's Lamport in the lane. Pull-up jumper, no good. Ball loose. Lamport gets it, lays it up and in. Ty Lamport now with 16. And it's South Courtright with a 35-33 lead. Tweedy back the other way. Puts it up. No good. And he'll go to the line. Now they've changed the score once again. So Tweedy did not get a three. He got a two. And so that brings it back down. So it's 35-33. A little confusion here at the table on that. They checked with the officials. And so Courtright now leads 35-33. But here is Tweedy at the line with 12 points. Can't get the first one to go. 6.5 to go in this third quarter. He'll step to the line to shoot his second one. It mystifies me. I wasn't here last night. It was at the Cooperstown tournament, how Tweedy only had 2 points against Lawrence because he can just fill it up. Tweedy again puts this one in. Now he has 13. Back to a one-point game. The Rams leading Walton 35-34. 6:25 to go third quarter. Here is Lamport at the top of the key. Lamport hands one off for Brandon Porter. Porter to the right side. Across for Swantack, who's outside the three-point line. Swantack back for Porter. They swing it around. Lamport for a three. Got it. Nothing but net for Ty Lamport, and he has got 19. And South Courtright leads 38-34. Back the other way for Walton. They go down low. The layup is up and good there for Brett Charles. And it's 38-36, Courtright by two. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Bounce pass for Swantack outside the three-point line. Now back out for Lamport. Deep three. This one's too hard. Too much spice on that one. Rebound, though, for the Rams and Porter. Right back to Lamport. Lamport with options. Tries to pass down low. It's intercepted there by Tweedy, who read that one the whole way. Beach will walk it up the floor for Walton as they go left to right. And they go back for Tweedy. Right side for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound is last touched there by Shane Merwin. And we'll go back to South Courtright. So Courtright looking much better, I think, on offense already here in the third quarter than they did in much of the first half. Just seeming to find that flow. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Swantack is over the timeline and passes it to the left wing for Porter as Courtright goes right to left. Across for Dunkel. Give and go back for Porter. Left side three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound loose and finally picked up here by Walton. They pass ahead and look for Shane Merwin. Stops, gives it back. Dylan Jacob blocked there by Ty Lamport, and now they call a foul. He blocked the initial shot by Dylan Jacob, and as they were going for the loose ball, they get Lamport for a reach-in foul. That's his first foul. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is Courtright leading 38-36. Tweedy takes one to the bucket. It's no good. Rebound for Lamport. He takes it down. Slashing and dashing. Puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Ty Lamport with 21, and he's putting on a show. Literally just dribbled through most of the Walton defense and put it in himself. And it didn't matter if they jumped in front of him or not. He just sliced and diced and got to the hoop. So Lamport to the line now, trying to complete the three-point play. Courtright leads 40-36. And he looks to add to it here. It's up and good. Lamport now with 22, and he got off to a slow start, and he's still going to get his points. It's just unbelievable. 4:50 to go in this third quarter, and Courtright now leads 41-36. Dylan Jacob gets the ball in, brings it down the floor, looking to break through. Jacob with the jumper, no good in the paint. And another rebound here for South Courtright. They're doing a great job on the glass. Lamport, coast to coast, he's fouled, and he's going to go right back to the line. And let's see who they get it on here. It'll be on Tweedy, who was coming over to try to get a block. And Lamport back to the line. And I think this is what's tough about both these teams, really, is that you have to play a full four quarters to beat one of these teams. I think especially Courtright. Even if you have a good first half, you have to play the full four quarters. Lamport at the line. First one is up and good. Lamport now with 23. And he goes to the line shooting the second one as SK leads 42-36 with 4:40 to go third quarter. Lamport to the line looking for his second shot. Does Walton have an answer here? We will see. Lamport's second shot is good. And he's got 24. It's 43-36. With 4:35 to go in the third quarter, Beach brings it down the floor, and Fabrikavich is draped all over Dylan Jacob here, and the freshman's going to have his work cut out for him, as Courtright is still in the man-to-man, but they're paying extra close attention here to Dylan Jacob. Jacob hanging, shot in the paint, and it won't go down. Andrew Post with a rebound. And the shots that were falling for Walton in the first half are not going in on this end of the floor. Fabrikavich brings it up the floor for South Courtright, bounce pass, looking for German, Skyler German on the far side. Passes down low for Bruce Dunkel, up and in. Great pass there, and Dunkel puts it home. And it's 45-36 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor here for Tweedy. Little spin move in the paint, and he's stripped of the ball, but I believe it's going to be on Lamport. Let's see. Yes, Lamport for a reach-in, and that's going to be his second with 3:53 to go here in the third quarter. 45-36 the score, and now a timeout is taken by Walton. Again, our score, South Courtright 45, Walton 36. We'll be right back here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 3:53 to go in this third quarter. And the score is South Courtright 45 and Walton 36 with 3:53 to go here in the third. Walton will get the ball in as they go left to right on your radio dial. Dylan Jacob, the freshman, with the ball at the top of the key, looking to get down low. South Courtright in the man-to-man for Tweedy. Kicks out for Merwin. Left side three, no good. Tweedy with a rebound. Great job. Tweedy again dribbles out to the left side, trying to reset the offense after that shot hit the rim. They get the new shot clock to work with. Dylan Jacob shoots an NBA range three. It's off the mark. Another rebound for Walton. Here is Merwin, takes it to the bucket. He can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor, and the Rams come away with it, and an outlet pass here to Lamport. Lamport down the floor, and again takes it to the hoop. Dishes one off for Porter. No good. Ari Brunson with the rebound. He puts it up. Second chance, no good. Brunson with another rebound, and he kicks it out now, and South Courtright will reset, and we'll have a foul on Merwin, who was getting too aggressive trying to steal it from Fabrikavich, and the foul will go against the Walton Warriors. Here's the team foul situation. Four for South Courtright, and that will be four here for the Walton Warriors. 45-36. The Rams on top trying to defend their Pat Grasso boys tournament title here tonight against the Walton Warriors. Right side for Fabrikavich. He takes it to the hoop, and he's fouled before he could get the shot off in the paint. Courtright just being very aggressive here in the second half, taking it to the hoop, drawing some fouls, and they have seemed kind of unfazed here by this Walton pressure. They will say that Fabrikavich was in the act of shooting, so he will go to the line here looking for his first points of the night. He was the lone selection from that South Courtright team on the boys' soccer side that made it to the Class D Final Four here in the state, and he was an all-state selection on the fifth team. Heck of a soccer player. First foul shot is up and off the mark. No good for Fabrikavich. 2:54 to go, third quarter. It's 45-36. The Rams ahead trying to push it to a 10-point lead. If Fabrikavich can make the second shot here, and he does. Puts that one up and in for his first point of the night. It's 46-36. Walton back down the floor with Dylan Jacob. Jacob to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Looking for options. Right side for Beach. And a foul on Lamport. And Lamport is, that's going to be his third with 2:45 to go in this third quarter. So that's three fouls all here in the third quarter against Lamport. He's going to have to be careful. 10-point lead here for the South Courtright Rams, but now Lamport with three. 2:40 to go in this third quarter. Top of the key. They'll work it to the right side as they try to look down low for Tweedy. They do in the right side corner. Pulls up, jumper no good. Ball loose in the paint. Scooped up here by the Warriors. Again, they can't get it to go, and now a foul on Fabrikavich, as that was Gavin Griffin who was going up with the shot and will go to the line. And Andrew Post is going to check back into the game here for the Rams. Second foul on Fabrikavich. 2:27 to go, third quarter. First shot here for Gavin Griffin is off the mark and no good. And who will Fabrikavich come in for? Post will come in for Ty Lamport here with 2:25 to go in this third quarter. Second shot coming for Gavin Griffin, hoping to salvage 1 point here for the Warriors at the line, and he puts it in. So Gavin Griffin gets it to go, and it's South Courtright 46, and Walton 37. Pass goes down low to Bruce Dunkel. Let's see how South Courtright can do without Lamport on the floor, and they'll throw the first possession away as Bruce Dunkel puts it into the backcourt. 2:15 to go here, third quarter. It's 46-37. Dunkel's going to come to the bench, and Ty Swantek will come in. Walton will inbound the ball in front of their own bench on the right side as the Warriors go left to right. Here's Tweedy outside the three-point line, guarded by Ari Brunson. Tweedy looking to get to the basket instead. Will pass off here for Dylan Jacob. Jacob with 25 on the shot clock, into the corner, tries to give and go with Tweedy. Lost control, ball loose on the floor. And this will be a foul on the floor. And this will be on Walton for Jared Webler reaching in on that loose ball. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. South Courtright leading 46-37. A tight game. Just a 2-point lead at the half for Walton. But South Courtright has come back strong here in the second half. They've had a good third quarter, but now Lamport on the bench with three fouls. Right side, Fabrikavich for three off the front of the rim. No good. Taken out of there by Walton. And this will be Dylan Jacob with a pass across for Beach. He steps in, leans, tries to get it to go. No good. Fabrikavich with a rebound and an outlet pass to Porter. Porter will walk it up the floor. He passes ahead for Ty Swantek, who passes one across for Andrew Post, but they'll say Swantek stepped on the line. And the possession will go back to Walton. Bob Van Valkenburg will take a timeout here for the Rams with a minute 33 to go in the third quarter. SK 46, Walton 37. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:33 to go, third quarter. South Courtright boys on top of Walton, 46-37 in the finals of the Lawrence tournament here, the Coach Pat Grasso tournament. Walton will get the ball in, but it's stolen away right away by Ty Swantak, and he gets it back for Ari Brunson, and now safely into the hands of Sam Faber-Cabbage. I think if you're the Rams, you just try to survive the end of the third quarter here with Lamport on the bench, and don't make any silly mistakes to let Walton back in. Swantak down low for Brunson at the right low block. Back out for Swantak. They work the ball around. 15 on the shot clock. Here is Andrew Post. Down low in the paint. Back out for Porter. Straight away three. Can't get it to go. Tweedy with a rebound. And Walton's going to have a minute to work with here deep in the third quarter. And the freshman, Dylan Jacob, brings it up the floor. Passes to the left side for Tweedy. Back out for Griffin. They work it around. 20 on the shot clock. We're going to have a foul away from the ball underneath the basket. Let's see who it's on. And it's going to be on Walton. And Dylan Jacob will be called for the foul down low away from the ball. And that's going to be his second for an illegal pick down low. So South Courtright gets the ball back as they bring it up the floor going right to left. Faber-Cabbage with the ball finds Andrew Post. Skips one across here for Brandon Porter. Back out for Faber-Cabbage. 40 seconds to go on the game clock in the third quarter. 20 on the shot clock. Porter into the corner for Andrew Post. Pull-up jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Blocked out of there by Gavin Griffin. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Walton has the ball. Back down the floor here for Webler, who lost control of it, and South Courtright will steal it away. Porter down the floor with 20 ticks left. Porter trying to go coast-to-coast. Puts it up. It's too hard. Brunson with a rebound. Kicks out for Faber-Cabbage. Down to 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Porter on the right side. Porter with the ball, throws it there for Ty Swantak for Post, and he is fouled with 4 seconds left in the quarter. And so the foul on the baseline down low is on Tim Vandermark. 4 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Andrew Post will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. And he's going to go, actually no, he's going to go to the line. This is going to be a 1-1. Shooting fouls. This is the seventh team foul against Walton, and there's six here against South Courtright. So Post with a good opportunity to continue to put a little space between the Rams and the Warriors here. And so here is Andrew Post at the line. Post on the 1-1 gets the first one to go. And Andrew Post now with 3 points. No, actually, that's his first point here tonight. So Post getting on the board, and he's somebody that averages right around 8 or 10. Second one is up and good for Andrew Post. So he has two now. Courtright leads 48-37. Here is Dylan Jacob with a three at the buzzer. No good. And after three, the Rams have put a little separation between them and Walton. It's 48-37. South Courtright on top of Walton. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter live here in Lawrence. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. The score is South Courtright 48 and Walton 37. Walton with the ball on the left side as they go left to right on your radio dial here as they try to get some points back and close this gap. Here's Beach, straightaway three. Tried to bank it, no good. A rebound and a foul on the floor. Let's see who it's on. And this one is going to be on South Courtright, on Dawson Darling, it looks like, underneath the basket. And so that's going to be the seventh team foul here against South Courtright. So that's seven on Walton, seven on SK, so we're going to have foul shots the rest of the way. And stepping to the line here will be Justin Beers. Beers, first one no good. Lamport is back in the game playing with three fouls, and he skies for a rebound there. Lamport down the floor, throws one out to the three-point line there for Derek Burns. It was knocked out of bounds by Dylan Jacob. And so it will stay with South Courtright with 7:35 to go fourth quarter. Rams leading 48-37. Thanks for joining us tonight. They get it in for Ty Lamport. Lamport outside the three-point line. Now we'll dribble things and get the offense started. If you're South Courtright with this lead, you're a little more comfortable burning some clock. Here is Lamport. Thought about a three instead. Pump fake. Steps in. 20-footer. Left side. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Rams. Last touched underneath the hoop there by Beach. Beach not pleased with that call, but the Zebra crew will keep it that way. Lamport throws it in. Gets it right back. Up and in. And he's got 26. He threw it off the back of the defender to himself and put it in. One of the oldest tricks in the books. And he executes it very well. Back down the floor here for Walton, and we'll have a foul on South Courtright on Derek Burns. And so right back to the line for Justin Beers. It's 50-37, South Courtright on top of Walton. And it looks like Lamport's going to come back to the bench here for a little safety check. He's got three fouls. 13-point lead. Let's see, is he coming out or not? He's still on the floor. Walked all the way over to the bench, talks with head coach Bob Van Valkenburg, and now will stay in. Going to have to be careful playing with those three fouls. So here is Justin Beers to the line. Beers with the first shot. That one is no good. Rebound here for Andrew Post of South Courtright. Post with an outlet pass to Brandon Porter after Beers misses both of those foul shots. Swantak down the floor. Finds Porter. Gets it back and into the corner now for Lamport. Baseline drive. Little reverse layup is partially blocked. And out of bounds it goes. Last touched by the Rams. And we'll go back to Walton. South Courtright coming with some full court pressure here in the man-to-man. They get it in for Beach. Now back for Tweedy, who's going to rush it down the floor. Tweedy crosses the big Lawrence L logo here at Lawrence Central School. And will leave one off now for Dylan Jacob, the freshman with 11 points, but it was all in the first half. And now a steal by Lamport. He's off to the races. Lamport to the right side, taking it to the hoop, up and in. That puts Lamport at 28 as Dylan Jacob was hustling back but couldn't get the block. And now here for Shane Merwin to the left side for Beach underneath the basket. Passes one off for Tweedy and we'll have a foul down low. 6:18 to go, fourth quarter. SK 52 and Walton 37. Foul will be on Andrew Post, his second and the team's ninth. And so stepping to the line here is Jacob Beach, who has 4 points. Courtright building a lead here of 52-37 in the Pat Grasso tournament final, trying to protect their title that they won a year ago. First shot for Beach is up and good. So Jacob Beach now with 5. Second shot coming. Stay tuned for the postgame show after tonight's contest. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Beach with the second shot, left it short. Rebound goes to Lamport. Streaks down the left side. Lamport trying to go coast to coast. Off the glass and in. And Lamport now hits 30 as Walton brings it back down the floor. Here with Dylan Jacob. It's 54-38. Jacob to the left side. Gets into the lane. Tosses one up. Off the mark. No good. Rebound. Outlet pass here for Lamport. He'll take it down the floor and gets the layup to go. And Lamport has 32. And it's 56-38. With 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter, Walton's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. South Courtright Rams with a great second half push. They lead 56-38. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:45 left, and South Courtright has pushed the lead to 56-38 over Walton. Ty Lamport just seems unstoppable right now as he now has 32 points for the Rams. This was a two-point game at the half with Walton ahead 31-29. Since then, Lamport has just put on a show here, as he seems to do every night, night in or night out. And it's 56-38 with 5:45 left after Walton takes a timeout here in the Pat Coach Grasso championship contest here at Lawrence High School. Lawrence defeating Morris earlier tonight to take third place here in the tournament. Walton with the ball. They go to Tweedy, who puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Tweedy now with 15, and he's going to try to complete the three-point play. So Tweedy will step to the line, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Tweedy, also a heck of an athlete, plays all his AAU ball with the Sydney group that plays in the summer. They call themselves the TC Tribe. Plays with those guys, and they go to a lot of top tournaments. And it really shows. He is a great player in the regular season here for the Warriors. Misses the foul shot. South Courtright with a rebound. And Porter to the top of the key. Finds Swantek outside the three-point line. Back for Porter. SK content to burn a little clock. Instead, Lamport pulls the trigger from downtown. Dials long distance, and he's got 35 by my count. And it's 59-40 with 5:10 left. Here is Tweedy. Down low at the left, low block for Walton. Turn around, no good. Gets his own rebound. Doing the work of a man. And puts it back out here for Beers. Dribble drive. Lost his dribble. Gets it back for Dylan Jacob. Nice pass back out for Beers. Deep three. Rims in and out. And the rebound here for Andrew Post. And a kick out for Lamport. And now a foul in the backcourt on Shane Merwin. And that's going to send Lamport to the line with 4:50 left here in the fourth quarter. Lamport with 35 and perhaps on his way to MVP honors here in the tournament tonight. Tomorrow night, folks, if you're looking for more local basketball action, we will be down at Bainbridge-Guilford for the finals of the Kozalski tournament. We already know the Hancock girls have punched their tickets. They'll be there, and they'll face the winner of BG and Harpersville. That game going on right now down at BG. So we'll have that game for you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Lamport with the first shot, no good. Rebound here for Dylan Jacob. Brings it down the floor. Lamport picked his pocket from behind. Brings it up the floor to the right side. Merwin is all over him and fouls him with 4:40 to go. That's the basketball IQ there of Ty Lamport. You could see it coming, you know, from the sideline here. He stole the ball, brought it over the timeline, saw that Merwin was coming and just kind of waited for him to run into him instead of continuing to move. Merwin couldn't do anything about it and is called for the foul. So 4:40 to go, fourth quarter, and Lamport to the line. You know, I think we're really lucky here, folks, that this year we have a couple of fantastic players in Tyler Bertram from Cooperstown, who we saw last night. Of course, Ty Lamport, South Courtright, who are two players who could possibly go Division I. We don't see that every day in our normal area. I mean, we see a lot of great athletes that will go on and play D3 ball, and those two guys might end up playing D3 or D2 somewhere, but these two definitely have a shot, especially Bertram, who's already going on those visits. A lot of teams very interested in him for his shooting touch. Lamport to the line here. His first shot is up and good. So he now has 36. I think Lamport has a lot of intangibles that could take him to that level too. Basketball IQ, his size, shooting ability. You just never know. Lamport to the line. Second one is good. Lamport now with 37, and it's 61-40 with 4:40 left in this fourth quarter. Down the floor on the left side, Walton going left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the orange and black trim. Into the paint. Nice move by Merwin up and off the glass. Merwin has 6 as he weaves his way through traffic. 4:25 left here, fourth quarter. South Courtright 61 and Walton 42. Lamport picks up his dribble near half court, passes one off here for Kanarek, who is checked into the game now. Noah Kanarek will give one back to Lamport in the corner. Back for Kanarek outside the three-point line for Andrew Post at the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock as it goes back to Lamport. Dylan Jacob is in his face. Lamport gets around him into the paint. Fall-away jumper off the mark. No good. And a rebound here for Walton. Back up the floor with Dylan Jacob. Jacob to the left side. Passing one off for Merwin. And that one is off the mark. And a rebound here for SK. 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Now they find Bruce Dunkel back out for Kanarek and into the safe hands of Lamport. Lamport at the top of the key now gets around Merwin and into the paint, up off the glass, can't get it to go, no good. Rebound here for Tweedy and a foul on Lamport, his fourth, as he tried to poke check it away from behind. Got to give a shout out here to our most faithful listener that's out of state, I would say, Steve Hillis, longtime fan here of us on CDO, always commenting on Twitter. I know he's listening here tonight, a very faithful SK and Lawrence follower, and glad he could listen tonight on CDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Always paying attention to what's going on up here. Alex Tweedy to the line. His first shot is up and good. He's got 16. And we're just glad to have our listeners all around the Tri-County area, as well as online. Love having the online tool. And the fact that you can go back and listen anytime as well on our game audio archive. Tweedy with the second shot. That's no good. Rebound here for SK. And Lamport will bring it up the floor. Lamport to the right side here as they go right to left. A little give and go. Back to Lamport from Burns with 3 minutes left. Lamport steps in. The jumper is good. Rattles one home, and he's got 39. It's 63-43. South Courtright with 3 minutes left. It looks like Skylar German's going to check back into the game here for the Rams. Left side here for Dylan Jacob, who has been quiet here in the second half after a stunning first half with 11 points. Just did a lot of great work. Passing down low here for Walton. They try to get it to Tweedy. Went between his legs there as the pass was a little high and tight. Through his legs and rolls down the floor, and South Courtright will pick it back up here with Burns. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Lamport. Lamport for Kanarek as they continue to just burn some clock here late in this contest. Kanarek steps in. A long two-pointer is good for Noah Kanarek, and he puts it in. 65-43 now the score as both sides are going to the bench, and it looks like Lamport's going to finish with 39 points here tonight in an MVP-like effort for the SK Rams. So 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter, and both sides have gone to the bench here as it looks like South Courtright will successfully defend their Pat Croce Grasso tournament title. Walton is going to be a tough local team. I think a lot of people might be fooled by the score tonight, but this was a very close game, very good game, and Walton is going to be a tough out in the MAC, whether they match up against Delhi or Sydney or Green, any of the top teams. Walton to the right side with Alex Sorochinski, who's checked into the game. Here is Beach, leaving one back into the corner now, down low. Beach gets it back, little give and go with Sorochinski, steps in, jumper is off the mark, rebound for South Courtright with 1:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Rams will bring the ball up the floor, and they will capture this title here tonight in front of a packed house at Lawrence. And it looks like South Courtright's going to call a quick timeout just to get one of the players in the game, Skylar Smith. And so Bruce Dunkel will head to the bench. It's always a great thing to see late in these games when these coaches can get some of these guys who work so hard in practice into the contest for a couple of minutes at the end of the game. Love to see it. Left side here for Derek Burns. Passes one back out to the top of the key for South Courtright and Alex Funk. Funk leaves one off here for Skylar Smith. His shot is no good. SK fans really wanted that one to go down. 1:20 to go, fourth quarter. Walton with the ball to the right side. Sorochinski dribble drive back out for Beach. Beach into the corner now. 20 on the shot clock as we come up on 1:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Ball is intercepted by Skylar Smith and an outlet pass for Derek Burns. Burns back up the floor as a couple more Rams will check in at the next whistle. Burns to the left side as they continue to work it around. Coach Van will call another timeout to get two more reserves into the game here. Ryan Ashline and Kenton Pickett as well will step in. And so Pickett will inbound the ball directly in front of the SK bench. Boy, I tell you, just like soccer this year, SK has a loaded bench in terms of having bodies. Such a great luxury to have at practice. You have all those guys to step in. Here's Skylar German with a three left side. No good. Ball rolls out of bounds with 41 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 65-43 the score. South Courtright on top of Walton. Post-game show will be coming up where we'll give out our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance for offense, defense, and all-purpose tonight. Walton with the ball down low. That's off the mark. No good. Shot there was by Tim Vandemark. SK with a rebound. 20 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Pickett with the ball for the SK Rams. And for a game that was so close at halftime, SK walks away in the second half with this one. Pickett dribbling the clock out with 10 seconds left. Here is Skylar German as they continue to work the ball around, and it looks like our final score here will be 65-43. The SK Rams win against Walton, and they capture the 2016 Pat Coach Grasso tournament title. And we will check in with our post-game show as well as the announcement of the all-tournament team. We'll have all that in our post-game show coming up. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here one last time from the Lawrence Central School Gymnasium as we are waiting for the all-tournament team to be announced. They have just given the trophies to the respective captains for Walton and South Courtright. And before we give out our three awards, we want to see exactly who is going to get the all-tournament team awards here. For South Courtright, Walton, and of course Lawrence, who took third place with a victory over Morris today. This tournament was absolutely loaded, that's for sure. Between all of these teams, Lawrence and Morris have to be two of the favorites in the Tri-Valley. I think, obviously, South Courtright is one of the best Class D teams in Section 4, looking to repeat there as Section 4 Class D champions, perhaps. And they should have a good chance of winning the Delaware League, and I think Walton has a good chance in the MAC, as we were talking about, going up against Sydney. And maybe Delhi as well. Delhi and Walton played earlier this year, and Walton escaped with a 46-44 victory. And so I think that kind of shows what could be down the road when some of those MAC teams meet up. Should be a lot of fun. But again, our final here tonight, 65-43, the Rams defeating Walton. Let's go through our scoring summary tonight. A game-high 39 points from Ty Lamport. That was the difference here tonight for South Courtright. 8 from Ari Brunson, 7 from Brandon Porter, 2 from Dawson Darling, 2 from Bruce Dunkel, 2 from Andrew Post, 2 from Noah Kanarek, 2 from Ty Swantak, and 1 from Sam Fabrikavich. The other side for Walton, a team-high 16 points from Alex Tweedy, 11 from Dylan Jacob, 6 from Shane Merwin, 5 from Jacob Beach, four from Brett Charles, and one from Gavin Griffin. So Tweedy gets his points, Lamport gets his, but Lamport just put on a show. He had 14 at halftime, and after the halftime break just did such a nice job to help SK pull away. So we are still waiting for the announcement of the all-tournament team. So let's go ahead. We can do our awards here, and if we start doing our awards and they break in for the all-tournament team, we will just take a break, announce the all-tournament, and then go back to our awards. First, our award for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think no question tonight, 39 points from Ty Lamport at 42 last night, 39 tonight, an outstanding tournament. And he is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. A lot of different choices here tonight, but I think I'll give this one to Alex Tweedy. 16 points for Walton. Did a little bit of everything. Was great on the glass. So Alex Tweedy will get our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award from Walton tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, who's a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that award tonight to Ari Brunson of South Courtright with 8 points. Again, did a great job on the glass. Had to go up against several very tough players underneath there, including Alex Tweedy. This award easily, I think, could have gone as well to Dylan Jacob of Walton, but we'll give this one to Brunson tonight in a winning effort with 8 points in this 65-43 victory for South Courtright tonight. So Brunson will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Again, tomorrow night we will be down at Bainbridge-Guilford as we will have the Hancock girls taking on the winner of Harpersville and BG in the final of the Kozalski tournament. That should be a great one, as that game will tip off the championship contest at 8 o'clock. And so they are just waiting another second or so here to announce this all-tournament team. Several parents and fans have come out onto the floor here waiting for the presentation. They've given out the awards for second place to Walton, third place to Lawrence, and first place here to the South Courtright Rams, who were ranked 12th this week in the New York State Sports Writers poll for Class D teams. And so they remain undefeated. They now move to 8-0, and they've gone up against some good competition so far this year and have played some Class D schools, which I think will help them down the road. They need those sectional points, because when you have Class D teams that play in different leagues that get some more points for playing bigger schools, that all matters come sectional time. So I think that's very smart of the Rams. Here we go with the all-tournament team. I will announce them as soon as they announce them. So here we go for the all-tournament team. Morris, Lawrence, Walton, and South Courtright. Here are the all-stars. From Lawrence, Jared Benjamin is named to the all-tournament team. Benjamin with a great performance yesterday and today. Let's see who else makes it. Mason Weir is also named an all-star here from Lawrence at the 2016 Pat Grasso tournament. And we're waiting for the next name from Walton. Dylan Jacob, a great choice there from Walton, as Dylan Jacob scored 21 points last night, 11 tonight. Let's see who else makes it. Jacob Beach is named to the all-tournament team from Walton. Did a great job guarding Ty Lamport in that first half and is very good. Porter is named. Brandon Porter from SK is named to the all-tournament team. And the MVP, wonder who it could be, Ty Lamport. Lamport with 42 points last night, 39 tonight. He is named the MVP. So there are your all-stars. Jared Benjamin, Mason Weir from Lawrence, Dylan Jacob, and Jacob Beach from Walton, Brandon Porter from South Courtright, and the MVP of the Grasso tournament is Ty Lamport. Again, our final score, South Courtright 65, Walton 43. The Rams win the 2016 Pat Grasso Boys Tournament. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios, and again, a special thank you to the Grasso Tournament Foundation for having us here tonight. No place we'd rather be. We'll see you tomorrow night at BG. It'll be the girls' final from the Kozalski. Can't wait to see who Hancock will face off against. BG or Harpersville. If you're looking for that score later tonight, you can check it out on WCDOSports.com. Thanks again to Jim Tomeo. Have a great night. We'll see you later on CDO Sports.